Broadcasting live from Terminal West at the King Plow Arts Center, it's Startup Riot 2015. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hello and good afternoon. This is Ryan Redhawk on behalf of Business Radio X, broadcasting live from Terminal West at King Plow Arts Center. We're just coming out of the lunch break here at Startup Riots. We had some morning presenters. As a matter of fact, I'm very fortunate to have our very first presenter this morning, Mr. Evan Metrock. Good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, so you were the first presenter to say.
I was.
How did that go?
It went great. It was good to get up there and get it over with.
Yeah, I bet you set the standard for everyone else, right?
Something like that. Apparently so.
So, and you found the experience to be pretty good? 3 minutes, was it enough time?
Yeah, it was perfect. And the questions were great. I mean, the questions were very, they didn't seem pre-planned. They were actually intelligent. They obviously done their research on the product. And that was the feedback from the other presenters, too, that they were impressed with the questions, and so it was a good experience.
So you're not intimidated by the judges. You weren't too nervous about going on stage, and you got all your information out there about your business, which is iExit. Please tell me how you got started with this.
So iExit's about 5 years old. It is a road trip app that tells you what's at upcoming exits when you're on the highway. So you open it up, and if you're on I-20, it'll detect you're on I-20 westbound, automatically show you upcoming exits in real time. Mm-hmm. And then you can search against upcoming exits to find exits with a Chick-fil-A, Pilot, truck stop, whatever it may be. I've been doing this for 5 years. I started as a side project. I was working full-time at CareerBuilder.com here in Atlanta up in Norcross.
Oh, yeah.
And just started toying around when the App Store was announced. If you remember, the first year was Steve Jobs announced the iPhone. The second year was the ability third-party developers could make apps. And so I, like many developers out there, downloaded the iOS SDK and started playing around with it. And as I took a trip back to Nashville, I was on the road a good bit. I went to undergrad at Vanderbilt University and went back for football and basketball games.
Yep.
And in that mindset of thinking about location-based apps, what could be done better with an iPhone, it just kind of hit me.
Right, because all they have is these signs. And if you miss that sign, then you're wondering, what did I miss and what's next? How far is the next sign?
Absolutely. And if you're in this mindset of brainstorming apps and you're on the road and you bypass all of these billboards of the same template, some business, some exit. Some business, exit now, and you realize, okay, I think this could be done better.
Right, so the mostly signs I see are food, gas, lodging.
Yep.
And is that what you cover as well?
Absolutely. So, and in fact, as you see here on some of these screenshots, we do categorize our user interface based on those blue logo signs. So when you're driving along the highway, you'll see signs dedicated to gas, hotel, food, and then camping, and then hospitals, and then we've got an other category that you can dig into. But we've got all these different businesses that you'll find at an exit that you might need on
a
trip.
So whatever people are looking for, whether it be shopping or camping, food as well. So is this an app you would like keep open on your dash, or is it something you can kind of turn off and say, okay, I'm thinking about stopping, let me go ahead and turn it on? You know, how would you use that primarily?
I think a lot of people use it in the same way they use Google. There's a lot of sites out there that want to maximize your time on their website. Google came along and very publicly said, we want to minimize the time. That's how we rate success, is get you in, get you out. Same thing with iExit. You can leave it open, and it's certainly interesting to see what's coming up. But if you know what you want, if you're a truck driver and you're looking for a truck stop, you open up there, you type in truck friendly or truck stop, and you immediately see, okay, great, there's a Pilot 60 miles ahead, that's my stop, and you can close it out.
Okay.
And you can always open it back up, and it'll quickly pick up back where you're at with real-time results.
Right.
But once you've figured out what you want, usually people close it down.
And I see you have a couple different platforms here, one for the general consumer, I guess, and one for the truck driver. Is that right?
Well, so the second screenshot is simply you conducting a search in iExit. So you can search for that could look, that could say Wi-Fi, that could say Chick-fil-A, that could say anything and everything, diesel, gas. There's two screenshots of what I'm showing him here.
Yep.
The left is simply all exits ahead with a summary of what's at each exit. Mm-hmm. And then there's also a screenshot of
truck-friendly.
When you are searching against upcoming exits. And so truck-friendly businesses is a very popular search in iExit because about half of our users are truck drivers.
Oh, that's right.
Because
they spend all their
truck
time
drivers
on the road.
Are on the road every day. You and me might take a road trip every couple of months, but they're on the road every day.
Right, and they're looking for certain truck stops that have, you know,
diesel exhaust fluid, truck showers, overnight truck parking.
Right. Service.
Truck service, all sorts of stuff. And so we're actually going to be launching two new specialized apps here in about 2 months. The first one will be a truck version of iExit, iExit Trucks, and then we'll have iExit RV coming out, which are going to be specialized versions of iExit. We found that we've been trying to solve too many problems in iExit by itself for too many types of travelers.
I see. And so just remind our listeners once again, that's iExitApp.com if you want to check out their website. And so you've been around 5 years. I say you're one of the longer businesses that we've
Absolutely.
Interviewed here today. And so is it just you running the show over there or anybody else on your staff?
I am the only full-time member. I've got a number of contractors that help me with all sorts of things, whether it be design, development.
Yep.
But yeah, it's still a very small show, and I'm looking to and so the business model is shifting. The app for about 3 years, I would sell it.
Yeah.
And I would sell it in the App Store, sell it at Google Play Store, and that's how my money would come in. And I realized if to a truck driver who might use the app 500 times a year, mm-hmm. I still only got $1 from them.
Right.
And so I realized, and I figured this out the hard way by meeting with investors and them telling me this, was you need to switch over to a recurring business model to where I go after the hotels I'm sending people to, the restaurants I'm sending people to, get them to pay me monthly to promote their business.
Certainly. And so if you want to beat out that hotel that's across the street from you off
Absolutely.
The interstate, they're more likely to use your service or sign up more regularly. But you've been featured on CNN, ABC News, Today, Consumer Reports, USA Today. You've gotten a lot of publicity about this already, right?
A lot of good press. We've had about 750,000 downloads to date.
Wow.
So there's a lot of people out there using iExit. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
But from a advertisement sort of sponsored content platform, it's pretty new.
Right.
We're about to launch iExitBusiness.com, which is a site where if you own a Super 8 hotel, you can go on there and you can claim your Super 8 if it's already in the app, or you can add it for free. We don't want to pay for any. No one will have to pay to be included in the app. But should you want to promote your business and make it stand out from the crowd, that's where you can pay.
Right.
You do not. Everyone is included for free.
Right. And I see your website for that is iExitBusiness.com.
Yep.
So if you want to get on there, sign up. And
we're going to have a full there's a landing page for it right now. We're going to have a full launch for that website in about 1 month.
Okay. And is that what you're doing here today at Startup Riot, trying to get some more funding for that? Or what?
I would love to talk to investors should they be interested. I'm going to go on the investment. That's going to be my full-time job here in about 3 months, because what I'm looking to do is we're beginning to learn how to sell to businesses, whether it be single mom-and-pops, franchise places, or whether it be an entire chain. And so what I want to be able to go to an investor, which I'm not quite to that point yet, mm-hmm. and tell them, look, we might not have a lot of customers. We might have 30 paying customers, but we figured the sales part out. What I need investment for is to scale the sales process, as opposed to tell them I still have things to figure out. Pay me money to figure things out.
Right.
No, so I've got it figured out. I just need to start growing.
And up to date, have you funded this all yourself? Or have you had some initial investors?
Self-funded entirely.
That's got to be a lot on your shoulders there.
There's a lot.
Yeah.
There's a lot.
Yeah,
I'd
certainly.
Like to see this thing grow here in the near future, but it's a great app.
No, and I could see this for a lot of different uses, traveling families, truck drivers, anybody who's on the road a lot, even locally. Say you're going around 285, and you're a heavy, commuter within the metro area or something, you can certainly benefit from finding out all these information about on iExit. And so in the next few months to a year, where do you see yourself going? You said you're going to go on the road, try to get some more funding, get some promotion going.
I think so. One thing that we've teamed up with, since I am such a small show here, I have partnered with one of my business models here is I've actually make white label apps, versions of iExit. So there's an app called Travel Coupons that tells you upcoming exits, hotel deals by exit.
Yeah.
And so if you go to a truck stop or a rest area, you'll see these red magazines that have hotel deals.
Yeah, that's right.
That's exactly who it is. And so we partner with them, and we've got some money coming in to build them some their own version of an app and their website. But what I'm excited about partnering with them is that they're out on the road selling their own hotel deals. I want to piggyback on them and give them product of my own iExit to sell, and then we can split a commission. And so it's a way of me kind of getting around having to hire a full-time sales force.
No, that's great. Yeah, mm-hmm. You got to get your name out there all over the country as well. So stop relying on billboards and blue highway signs to figure out where do we stop. Download iExit and take control of your road trip.
Very cool.
That's good. And so if listeners want to find out more about you, tell us your website, your Twitter handle, all that good stuff.
Yeah, my name's Evan Metrock, so you'll find me at Evan Metrock. My Twitter, the business's Twitter handle is at iExitApp.
Yep.
If you send me an email at evan.iExitApp, I'd love to hear from you. Find me on LinkedIn, Facebook, all that sort of stuff.
Okay, and you guys are based here in Atlanta?
We are. I'm now at ATDC. I was based in Birmingham, Alabama,
okay.
at their incubator, Innovation right. Depot, for about 3 years, and I've just recently moved back. And so I'm now at
Atlanta.
ATDC.
Yep. Okay, very nice. And how did you find out about Startup Riot?
I went to Startup Riot I think 5 years ago. I think it was its first year.
Yes.
And so I went with a buddy of mine that I was working with at Career Builder, and that was my first introduction, and I okay. haven't been back since. But I saw, I guess, on Twitter, on Facebook, or somewhere that the deadline for presenters was a couple months ago, and so I applied.
All right, very good. Well, iExit is a travel app that connects highway travelers with businesses at exits. Travelers using iExit can search exits ahead for hundreds of miles for precisely what they need. Evan Metrock, thank you very much for joining us here today.
Thank you for having me.
All right. You're going to, the rest of the afternoon, just kind of hang out and
Absolutely.
At your booth and get some more guys over there visiting.
Absolutely.
So check out his website, iExitApp.com. And so on behalf of Business Radio X and Startup Riot 2015, I am Ryan Redhawk. Stay tuned for more.
Make your next event more engaging with live radio, powered by Business Radio X. Learn more at radioinmybooth.com.